Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Lakeville Wine and Spirits was struck by a vehicle February 11th when a woman got into a man's vehicle that was left running and attempted to drive away, according to police. In a story in the Republican American, police said the car was parked in the parking lot of the business at 336 Main Street. When the man walked inside, a female suspect then entered the car through the passenger side door, got into the driver's seat and attempted to drive away. When he came back out and attempted to remove the woman from the car, she drove it into the building, causing minor damage. Anybody with information asked to contact Trooper Roger LaPointe at 860-626-1820. The home of the Sheffield murder site will be razed and the land will be preserved. No trespassing signs and police tape serve as reminders of the tragedy that took place there almost a year ago. The home eventually be torn down, according to a story in the Berkshire Eagle, according to Terry Wilbur. But how soon remains a question. Wilbur's daughter, Justine, was killed in the home along with her three children by her husband in March. Wilbur said the home will be razed and transformed into a place to remember them all. The town of Amenia has a town board meeting set for tonight at Town Hall, first floor at 7 p.m. Out of Lenox, in a bid for a larger slice of tourism and second home owners that seems to grow larger every year, owners of the historic 1902 Blantyre Resort want to nearly triple the hotel's room count. The plan is to grow from 24 rooms to 69 rooms by adding 45 additional rooms in a new building, constructing 20 residential townhouses to be known as the Mews at Blantyre, and creating 14 estate building lots. Blantyre Ventures LLC, which is managed by owner Linda Law, a longtime real estate developer and investor, aims to create a world-class destination retreat resort, according to the application which was filed last Wednesday with the Zoning Board of Appeals in Lenox. In news out of the FFA at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, each year the National FFA organization celebrates FFA work during the week of George Washington's birthday, February 22nd to 29th, in recognition of his legacy as an agriculturist. FFA members organize activities raising awareness not only about the organization, but about the role agriculture plays in people's lives. Housatonic Valley FFA celebrating by having dress-up days, free food and drinks in the cafeteria, special field trips, events with other FFA programs, increasing agriculture literacy, and challenging the entire school to answer agricultural trivia questions for a chance to win prizes. Students will be presenting their ag issues papers to a panel of judges during the prepared public speaking contest on February 24th. Now, in addition, the Housatonic Valley Regional High School alumni will be gathering to support those students at their annual alumni dinner on February 22nd. The letters FFA stand for Future Farmers of America, and those letters are part of Housatonic's chapter's history and heritage that will never change, according to the school. The push to expand passenger rail service to western Massachusetts has hit a milestone, and still-in-progress state study put initial numbers on the projected impact. The approach that the Massachusetts Department of Transportation took, though, modeling ridership numbers based on current trends, rankled some of the most ardent project supporters who believe that any research needs to account for how population and commuting patterns would change if an east-west rail connection were available. Pittsfield mayor said the ridership data should be more robust in its final report. One lawmaker from the region, Representative Lindsay Sabdoza of Northampton, said she believes the low ridership figures in the study were an intentional effort by the governor to slow walk the idea. There's a blood drive taking place at the Amenia Town Hall from 3 until 7:30. Walk-ins are welcome. Bring identification. For eligibility questions, 800-688-0900. Salisbury Bank is partnering with the Scoville Library and the Entrepreneurial Center of Northwest Connecticut, bringing you a business mastery series, A New Era of Digital Marketing. That happens at 6 p.m. at the library. Northeast New York has a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting coming up at 7:30. Also on Tuesday, the North Canaan Recreation Commission has their meeting at Town Hall at 7 p.m. The Town of Falls Village Town meeting will be held at 7 p.m. at the Kellogg School in Falls Village. Next board meeting for Pine Plains is at 7 p.m. Also, the regular town board meeting for Ancrum will be held at 7 p.m. on Saturday, February 22nd. The 19th Annual Flea Market at Donahue Hall in Goshen, Connecticut will run from 8:30 till 2. Tag sales can take a break and enjoy hot dogs, chili and or soup, as well as coffee, tea, and soda. Also a bake sale. All proceeds will benefit the maintenance of their historic 1876 chapel. Ankrum Fire Company Chicken Barbecue is February 22nd from 4 to 7 at the Ankrum Firehouse. A half a chicken, potato salad, coleslaw, corn roll, and ice cream for dessert. Takeouts available. Reservations at 518-329-3430. The Hotchkiss Philharmonic Orchestra continues its first season with the second concert featuring guest conductor and soloist Daniel Geddes on February 22nd at 7 p.m. Elfers Hall at the Esther Eastman Music Center. Admission is free. Blast the winter blues and spend an afternoon traveling the globe at the Hotchkiss School's Multicultural Festival on Sunday, the 23rd, from 2 to 4. Community members of all ages invited to explore the world with Hotchkiss students who hail from more than 30 countries and will offer activities, live performances, hands-on workshops, and more. It takes place at the Hotchkiss School main building, 11 Interlaken Road in Lakeville. More information at hotchkiss.org. Family Costume Skate Party is happening on Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30 at the Schmidt Rink at Hotchkiss School. Bring your skates and best costume. Prizes will be awarded for the best individual and group, family, and youth. Youth 12 and under, $100 prize. Group of family, two or more, $200. Individual 13 and over, $100. It's being sponsored by the Northwest Corner Prevention Network. The 39th Annual Student Open Recital is happening on Sunday, February 23rd at 3 p.m. with lots of different performers. Chorus Angelicus, Angels in Training, Berkshire Children's Chorus Junior Choir also, the Salisbury School Classical Ensemble, the Salisbury School Jazz Ensemble as well, and additionally, Ellie Womath, Trevor Hampton, Andy Zhang, Mason O'Neill, Claire Jin, Lucia Montrose, Feacox, Daisy Wang, and T-Wood Kim. It's at the Salisbury Congregational Meeting House. It starts at 3 p.m. It's free and open to the public. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 115.63 to 29,347.82 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 9,817.18 and the S&P 500 at 3386.11. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.